News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Oh, I'm excited. Just listening to it. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is in the cinemas now. Of course, that was the clip, though, from the original movie back in 1993, the iconic Jurassic Park, the highest grossing movie of that year. There was a lot of stuff written at the time about how accurate this was. We wanted to look into it now that science has developed, and the BBC science reporter Mary Halton has been doing some research in this area. I'm delighted to say she joins me now on the show. Mary, like I mentioned, how our depth of scientific knowledge has expanded since 1993. Do we know now that original movie, is it more or less accurate than we thought it was back then?
Well, I mean, anything that's 25 years old, even with the best intentions, can't help being a little bit less accurate now. And it's actually maybe in some ways a victim of its own success, because the film stimulated a lot of interest in paleontology. A lot of courses were created at universities off the back of that, a lot more museum exhibitions based on dinosaurs. And that's actually stimulated quite a bit of research. So now we do know a lot more about a few of the dinosaurs in the film, like T-Rex and Velociraptor, and they would certainly have looked a bit different and behaved a bit different to the way that they do in the film if it were to be sort of made all over again today.
Okay, so the T-Rex, we'll stick with those two. They're the big ones. The T-Rex, where did they get that wrong? Where was Steven Spielberg wide of the mark?
He wasn't actually too wide at the time. So the film made a lot of effort to be really accurate, and I think Spielberg really wanted the dinosaurs to be seen as animals and not like Hollywood monsters. So they had a consulting paleontologist on the film, and they also had a very experienced visual effects supervisor who knew a lot about dinosaurs. He'd made his own dinosaur short film before. So the T-Rex was in many ways in line with a lot of the science of the day. Visually, it was very accurate. Now, however, we know that certain scenes in the film would not have looked the same. So CAT scans have been done of T-Rex's brain, and we know that it had really keen vision and hearing. So that kind of famous scene in the car, where they try and hide from T-Rex by staying very still, just wouldn't cut it at all.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Kind of stage whispering
this,
what you
this
should
is what
do.
I was basing my T-Rex survival skills were all based on just not moving. That's not accurate.
Yeah. I know. Unfortunately, those strategies are not going to work anymore. However, helpful for us, we do now know that it's very likely that T-Rex was not a sprinter. So in the film, you see it kind of chasing after this car, which is driving pretty fast, kind of like highway speeds. It probably couldn't have gone faster than about 20 kilometers an hour. Now, that's still faster than humans can run, but it likely didn't do that for long distances. So, you know, you could probably still have a go at running away.
The Velociraptor as well was a dinosaur that I suppose really exploded in popular culture after Jurassic Park in 93. Mm. Did he get that right?
Now, the raptors are a little bit different. So they knew at the time the Velociraptor was much smaller. It's about the size of a poodle. Yeah, big difference there. So that was, I think, probably a creative choice on the part of the filmmakers to, you know, have another dinosaur that was a little bit more intimidating.
Oh, yeah. I think a group of poodles chasing them around the park wouldn't have been very exciting.
I know. I mean, they did have some very mean claws, so you'd probably have wanted to get away from them. But yeah, they were much different in size. And what we've learned since then is that velociraptors and a lot of dinosaurs, including a lot of dinosaurs in the tyrannosaur family, have feathers. So the velociraptor would have actually looked a lot more like a bird than like sort of the lizard-like appearance that we're used to in the film.
Yeah, turkeys aren't exactly as frightening as the velociraptors in the movie. What about the scientific premise for the whole movie, that you would find a mosquito that had been fossilized inside this amber, there would be dinosaur DNA in it, and then, hey presto, you'd use your Dolly the Sheep technology to create a dinosaur?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's some.
Ah, Mary, you're just bad news after bad news.
I'm sorry to say. That's one of two problems, I think, that the film kind of directly inherits from the book. So the first is the title, because a lot of the dinosaurs in the film are actually Cretaceous, which might seem like a minor quibble, but that's quite a lot of millions of years if you're actually studying those things. And then when it comes to the DNA, no one has found anything remotely like dinosaur DNA. I mean, it can't be preserved that long. We struggle with DNA of, you know, very early human relations that's a couple of hundred thousand years old. So, you know, when you're getting kind of over 66 million years old, which would be kind of the youngest possible dinosaur you could find, there's just nothing left. It can't be preserved. So you'd be better off starting with birds, which are dinosaur descendants, and maybe trying to work your way back.
All right, after that dose of reality, Mary Halton, the BBC science reporter. Mary, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning.